The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Good morning, Vietnam!
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
Goonies never say die!
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Yes, it is time to go behind the scenes of another movie classic.
Hello there, this is your man in Moscow, Carlton Kaduli. This year, an estimated 23,000 Americans will visit the Soviet Union as tourists. We're interested in finding how many Russians are planning to visit our shores. May we speak with you, sir?
If you're so able to, you can do it.
What is your name, if may I ask?
Yuri Rozanov.
Yuri Rozanov. Yes. May I call you Yuri?
You could call me by my nickname.
What's that?
You. Yes.
Well, thank you, you. Are you planning in the near future to visit our great country?
Indubitably not.
You don't plan to visit?
Not in your tin type.
Are you interested in seeing America?
Not for a minute. We'll explain it to you. I have been there.
You have visited
yes.
our fine country. When, sir?
I was there Sunday. Sunday a week.
You mean a week ago Sunday you were in America?
Sunday I was there.
Well, tell me, sir, how did you get there?
I got there, you guess.
Well, you were in a tour, an excursion?
No, I wasn't.
By plane?
No.
By boat?
Submarine.
That's hard to believe, sir. That's hard to believe.
It's an amazing story to behold, but we could demonstrate it to you.
Could you? Well, how could you demonstrate this?
We have photographs.
You have?
Moving.
Moving photographs?
Moving pictures.
Where will we see these?
You ready?
That's a scene from the 1966 satire, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. And to tell us all about it is television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Anton. That's one of the teaser promos that they put out for the film at the time. And they really caught the public imagination, so much so that this film became a huge box office hit. The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming, 1966 political comedy, directed and produced by the great Norman Jewison. So in the Cold War, when the captain of a Russian submarine comes too close to Gloucester Island in Massachusetts to have a look at America, the submarine gets stranded on a sandbank and a 9-man team goes ashore in search for a motorboat to release the submarine, and they arrive at the summer house of the New Yorker writer Walt Whitaker. And when he realizes that they're Russians, he believes that it's an invasion. And soon the information leaks locally, leading to hysteria, paranoia among the inhabitants of the small village. And hilarity ensues. So it stars Carl Reiner, Eve-Marie Saint, Alan Arkin in his first major role, Brian Keith, Theodore Bickel, Jonathan Winters, John Philip Law. I mean, Jonathan Winters at the time was my favorite comedian from being on the Andy Williams show and working with the bear. And you can't have the honey, not now, not ever. It's just really funny. But in the 60s, Hollywood was grappling with how to address the ongoing Cold War. And 2 years after Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove sent up the tension by launching a character out of a plane, straddling a bomb. I don't know if you remember, it was Slim Pickens. Norman Jewison's 1966 comedy took a lighter but still thoughtful approach. And he had seen Alan Arkin on Broadway, offered him the role of the writer who was vacationing. Arkin turned it down because he didn't want to be a straight man. And in a recent interview, Arkin, now 87, said that the public opinion was so anti-Russian, not just the government, but the people too, that we felt we were doing something that was a little bit dangerous. And that issue brought the cast together.
Oh, of course, because this was around the time of the peak of the House Committee on American Activities and the McCarthyist drive. Yeah. Being anything benign towards the Russians was high risk at the time.
Yeah, and the Bay of Pigs had just happened, you know. So according to Jewison, he's now 95. Getting Carl Reiner to play the part that he wanted him for was easy because he just had to tell him, your wife will be played by Eve-Marie Saint. And Carl Reiner was so thrilled because her leading men were mostly Marlon Brando. So he thought he was putting himself in that vein. So it's set on the fictional island of Gloucester and off Massachusetts. But in fact, it was shot in Mendocino in California. And the submarine was a mock-up because they went to the American Navy and asked, could they borrow one? And no, get away. And they went to the Russian embassy and asked, and they said, no, no. So they mocked one up. Much of the dialogue was spoken by the Russian characters, played by the American actors. Like, this was at a time when American actors were, few of them were adept at Russian accents. But Alan Arkin, he grew up in a Russian Jewish household, so he knew how to pronounce the words. And he, Theodore Baikal, much the same. He was able to pronounce Russian because he could speak it pretty proficiently. But the whole character, the carry-on that happens because of the misunderstandings as the nine Russians dressed as locals are mixing among the people, and they have one big phrase that they use: emergency, emergency, everyone to get from street, and thinking that that's perfect English, but of course it wasn't.
You have to say fair play to them in 1966 for doing the Russian accents, because Sean Connery didn't even take it, didn't tiptoe close to doing it 30 years later when he was playing a Russian. He just said, no, Scottish accent will do me fine. What was the reception to all of this?
Well, the reviewers just went crazy. I mean, the New York Times said it's rousingly funny, perceptive. This is a motion picture about a desperately unfunny world situation. And Variety said an outstanding Cold War comedy. It's made use of all types of comedy techniques, scripted in excellent fashion. The Los Angeles Times was very astute. It said that considering it's made up of variations on a single theme, the picture is astonishingly inventive, because considering it was never done as a play on the stage where laughs can be pre-tested and rough spots ironed out. So the fact that it hit the screen and the lines had never been run in the public before, it really hit the spot. And Film Monthly said that it only falls flat when it starts philosophizing about the need for Russians and Americans to live peacefully together, which is all a load of, you know, hokum. But that, in fact, it ended up having the energy of an Ealing comedy. And one of the writers had, in fact, worked on the best Ealing comedies. So Norman Jewison said that the film, released at the height of the Cold War, it had considerable impact in both Washington and Moscow, because it was one of the few American films of the time to portray the Russians in a positive light. And a copy of it was screened in the Kremlin. Jewison said in an interview that the Russians were thrilled with the movie, but they were a little disappointed that they hadn't thought of the plot first.
Or lent them the submarine. I believe you have another clip, Bill.
I do have another clip, and this is where the Russians have arrived at the house of the writer. So Alan Arkin is the main Russian, Eve Marie Saint is the wife, and Carl Reiner is the writer. And it's dawning on Carl Reiner, these are Russians.
May I ask you something, please?
Are there nine of you out there? Are any of you all Russians with machine guns? And does one of you look like look like a wrestler?
I'm sorry to comply with your statement, but misfortunately, all of the answers to these questions are yes.
He's got a gun!
Please to step inside the house, please.
Just wait a minute. You can't come in here.
Lady, please, not to worry, for no harm is coming. No harm, absolutely no harm at all.
Honey, don't be frightened. There's got to be some explanation to all this, Pete. I'm sorry I didn't believe you, son.
All to keep him calm, please. Yes. I repeat, no harm is coming. Hold up, please. Being seated.
It's all right, honey. Just take it easy now, Pete boy. Don't be scared. There's no need to be scared.
I'm not scared.
Good. Good boy. Now, to answer some few questions very quickly, please, so that there is no necessity whatsoever. So that there is no necessity whatsoever why everybody in such a nice American family should get shot to little pieces.
Another tip there from the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. Final question, Bill. Does it stand up to viewing by modern eyes?
Well, modern eyes, I think it's a curiosity, because you're seeing Alan Arkin in his first role, and Alan Arkin has gone on to be such an iconic actor that just seeing him flexing his muscles, and Eve Marie Saint, and Carl Reiner, but it won two Golden Globes. Arkin won the Best Actor at the Golden Globes, and it won Best Film at the Golden Globes. And then it got nominated for four Oscars, and Arkin was nominated for the Best Actor in the Oscars. So when you look back, there are elements of it that obviously are hokum. but there are so many funny bits that it has comedy that crosses over with Blazing Saddles at a couple of times. When the small town get together and how they have their prejudices. And it was very reminiscent. When I watched it back last week, I was thinking Blazing Saddles, this is it, and all the townspeople out with their guns. So, yeah, I think it does stand up.
Well, that may be the plan for the weekend then, Bill. Bill, thank you so much. That is Bill Hughes from Mind the Gap Films there with his back behind the scenes of the classic The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.